Greetings, and we're back to the introduction with Hyper-V Jumpstart. I'm Jeff Woolsey. I'm a principal program manager in the Windows Server and Cloud Division, and this is Simon Perriman, technical evangelist. Simon?
Thanks. So this is the final module of the day, and this is really going to cover all the rest of our private cloud components. So we started the day talking about the kind of key infrastructure pieces. We added Hyper-V networking and storage, and then made those virtual machines highly available with a cluster. Now, we kind of took it to the next step when we started thinking about data center management by adding Virtual Machine Manager so we can manage at scale. But what about all those other system center components? How do those interact with Virtual Machine Manager and with Hyper-V? And so what we're going to do as part of this final module here is look at how Hyper-V could be utilized with all these other different system center components. Now, System Center 2012, we will be focusing on Service Pack 1, as this is the release that supports Windows Server 2012. And our vision here is this vision of the private cloud, where we can offer IT as a service. Now, we talked a little earlier about the disconnect that we often get between our application owners, our developers, and our infrastructure specialists, data center administrators, you guys, our IT pros. The app owner would develop the app, the infrastructure specialist would go deploy it, but our infrastructure guy, he's not writing the code. And our developer, we're not going to let them touch Hyper-V and mess up our virtual networks and clusters. So we want to find this happy medium, offering IT as a service. And so self-service is one of these critical parts of the private cloud. We talked about building service templates, a service model, which is a collection of virtual machines. Now, in our past scenarios, we said, hey, every time you want to go deploy this service, we pick up the phone and say, I need service one, I need service one, I need service one. And now, since we have the service model, we're guaranteed that that set of virtual machines and networks and storage will be deployed the same way every time. But how about we take it a step further? Let's free up even more time from our infrastructure specialists, get rid of the phone, and enable our end user to go and make this request themselves. And this is what this concept of self-service offers. We're enabling our end users, our application owners, to go and say, deploy a new service. Go to a website, push a button, and behind the scenes, we will go and use that service template, automatically spin it up, configure it with our storage, with our networks, with our virtual machines, on our physical hosts, push it into our public cloud or our private cloud, and then we can even set up automatic monitoring on it so that when this new service is online, we ensure that it stays healthy. And so this is this end-to-end vision that we see with our private cloud, offering IT as a service. We have standardization of a template. We allow our end users to deploy it as they need, and we're freeing up time from the IT department. And this is going to help you guys out, because I'm sure you have a huge checklist, right? Hundreds of things to do. And so we're trying to eliminate this repetitive task of deploy service, deploy service, deploy service, by enabling our end users to do that. Again, this is freeing up your time. This means you can work on new projects, make things better, faster, more efficient, allowing you to have more value to your company once again. So the System Center 2012 components that we offer, this comes with 8 as part of this core kit, and there's an additional System Center product that's a free solution known as System Center Advisor that we're going to talk about a little later. But with System Center 2012, the 8 core products come with System Center. When you buy the product, you get all 8 of these. Now, the first one is App Controller. This is our new self-service portal. We talked about how we got rid of the VMM self-service portal, the Solution Accelerator. And in System Center 2012, we actually now offer 2 different self-service portals. The first is App Controller, a web-based interface which is used for infrastructure requests. So think of it as what you would use to manage virtual machine manager type of events. So you need to deploy VMs, you need to deploy services, you need to deploy templates, but it's scoped down to allow that particular user access to just that particular set of virtual machines. The second component that we have is System Center Configuration Manager. This allows you to go and, with Configuration Manager, actually secure different services, applications, making sure that they're patched, making sure that they're compliant. Next, we have System Center Data Protection Manager. This will actually protect your infrastructure servers, your services, your virtual machines, and your Hyper-V hosts. System Center Endpoint Protection is our antivirus product. It will actually go and run scans within your host, within your virtual machines, to ensure that they stay compliant, they stay secure. System Center Orchestrator is new to the System Center 2012 family. This is our automation and workflow engine, allowing us to automate almost any operation in our data center by creating a customizable drag-and-drop workflow. And we can literally interact with anything that has a programmatic interface. So if there's function, PowerShell, command line, anything that we can use, we'll go interact with. So remember a little earlier when we talked about purchasing hardware, making sure that it has a programmatic interface so that we can automate the deployment of it? This is where Orchestrator ties in. You say, I need to scale out an application, I need new storage. We can automatically do that, communicating over these types of interfaces. Now, System Center Operations Manager is one of the more popular components, and this is our monitoring piece of System Center. We can monitor the health of our VMM server, the other System Center components, our hardware, our virtualization platforms, including our third-party hypervisors, monitor the Windows Server operating system, monitor our guest OSs, and then even the applications running inside those virtual machines. So end-to-end monitoring throughout the stack.
And if there's one thing I'd like to add to that, I mentioned this earlier when we were talking about some of the issues we've seen, in fact, some of the underinvestment we've seen in terms of private cloud deployment is people tend to get very fixated on virtualization and the number of VMs that they're running, but they tend to forget and overlook one of the most common issues, which is they're not actually monitoring their workloads, their actual applications, and Operations Manager is a great way to do that. I should also point out we've also done a tremendous amount of work in terms of interoperability in the Open Pegasus Foundation to make sure that we can work really well with open source Linux as well as monitor those all from System Center as well.
Excellent points, thanks. Mm-hmm. Now, System Center Service Manager, this is essentially our IT help desk, our ticketing system. So when there's an issue that's reported, we can document it, we can inventory it. But more importantly, we can then go and trigger automatic remediation actions. So we see a problem, we could call Orchestrator, automatically solve the problem, building automation into our system. And finally, our favorite, Virtual Machine Manager. Now let's talk about each of these components one by one and how they relate to virtualization. So System Center App Controller is again our web-based interface, our self-service portal. And from here, we can allow end users to go and request these services and request these applications. So I've deployed my multi-tier service template. I give my developer access to this website. Anytime they want to go deploy their service, they simply go click deploy. And it enables them to do that. But beyond just managing your private cloud, deploying applications in this private cloud, we could go and manage Windows Azure. You can add multiple subscriptions and go and manage your VMs up in Azure. And with the System Center 2012 Service Pack 1, we've now added support for third-party hosters, what we call service providers. So using our standard web protocols, OData and REST, we can actually connect to our third-party hoster sites. So if I'm using someone else's data center, as long as they give me access to these protocols, I could go and configure virtual machines there, monitor VMs, go and run and operate these VMs. So I get great insight through these other parties' environments as well, giving us the ability to manage and monitor these services across multiple clouds from just a single interface and across multiple hypervisors. Now, let's actually go and take a look at a demo of this. Now what I'm going to do here is I'm going to switch over to System Center 2012 App Controller, Service Pack 1, because I've gone ahead and I've configured this service provider foundation. Now we have a partner company that we work with some of our demos. They have a tiny data center down the street, and we've called this Fabricam. I'm sure if you've done Microsoft training, you're really familiar with Fabricam and with our good buddies Contoso and Northwind Traders. But here's Fabricam for this one. Now, again, this is a web-based interface. So think of me not as the IT pro. Think of me as, you know, the developer. I don't want to touch my virtual networks or clusters. I just know that I want Service 1 to be deployed in this location. So here's basically an overview of everything that's happening in my private cloud environment. I click on my clouds, and I can actually see the different clouds that I have access to. So I actually have three different private clouds, development, production, and staging. I have my third-party hoster, Fabricam, And then I have three different Windows Azure subscriptions, so I can go deploy VMs here. So when we talk about having management that scales the public cloud, the private cloud to form this hybrid cloud, App Controller is a perfect example of this. We can manage our VMs across all these different clouds from just a single interface. Now let's take a look at the VMs themselves. So I have a few of them that are already up and running. I have four in my private clouds, two in Fabricam, my third party, and four running up in Windows Azure. And next, let's look at the services. Now again, this concept of service is a collection of virtual machines that we manage as a single logical unit. I have seven Azure services running and two private cloud services running. So if I actually go take a look at one of these services, here's an application, here's my multi-tier application. I see I have two tiers. I get information about them. Both tiers look healthy. Great. So I have visibility into that existing service. But let's actually go ahead and deploy a brand new service over to my third party, over to my service provider foundation. So I'm going to go ahead and click deploy. And deploying a multi-tier application is as simple as three steps. You say which cloud, which template, provide some unique properties. We click go, and this application is now deployed in my third-party hoster. So step one, pick a cloud. Step two, select a template. I'm going to go ahead and pick my Windows Server 2012 template. I could, of course, use Linux templates, other templates, multi-tiered templates. Finally, provide some unique identifying properties for this virtual machine. I'm going to provide a name, my hosted log. Click OK. Click deploy, and we can now see that this virtual machine deployment has now started over in someone else's data center. So again, we're managing our public cloud, managing our private cloud, and managing our third-party cloud just from a web interface. Now let's move on to the next component here, which is System Center Configuration Manager. How does this relate to Hyper-V? Well, Configuration Manager really allows our users to be more productive, because they don't have to worry about securing their virtual machines or their devices. We take care of all of that for them. So we ensure that any device, anything they use in any virtual machine that they deploy, that they produce, that they create, always ensures that it's compatible and compliant with whatever requirements our company has. It gives us the ability to unify our infrastructure. So to be able to manage all of our VMs from a single location and be able to quickly inventory where all of them are, by looking at a single interface and knowing the compliance for all of them. So I can literally create a baseline of every VM. I can run a quick test that says, do these VMs have a particular patch? And it can generate a list for me of all the VMs that have a patch, then ones that don't. And then I could go and call Windows Server Update Services and go and remediate those virtual machines which are missing that patch. So again, streamlining this operation once you start to get at scale. Now, System Center Data Protection Manager, this is our backup solution. Now, we have a lot of focus on Hyper-V protection, and we're trying to make this a first-class citizen of Hyper-V, both protecting the host and protecting the VMs, and not to mention the VMM server. So a single installation of Data Protection Manager can protect up to 800 VMs. So that's pretty nice at scale. If you have a couple thousand virtual machines in your environment, you just need a couple servers, and you could go and protect thousands and thousands of virtual machines. Now, you also have the ability to do ILR, what we call item level recovery. So I back up a virtual machine. It's a collection of different disks, networks, configuration information, files, but we have the ability to go and restore just one piece of those as we want. And we have some flexibility of where we want to go and restore a backup. We can restore a VM to the same host, to a different host, from a standalone to a cluster. So a lot of flexibility there. Now with DPM in Service Pack 1, we've now added support for Hyper-V. Specifically, we've made a lot of improvements around support in Cluster Shared Volumes version 2.0. We could do parallel backups. We could track changes on VMs. And there's a 900% performance improvement compared to the last version. Again, 900%. So you think how regularly you need to do backups, the performance overhead. We've really eliminated a lot of those challenges we had in the past. But more importantly, we've now added uninterrupted data protection during live migration. And so what this means is, as we're actually live migrating a virtual machine, we can continue backing it up. It goes from one host to another, there's no interruption to the VSS writer to the backup, and we can ensure that we have a full backup of this virtual machine. Now, we also added support for backup of virtual machines which are running over SMB, the new Hyper-V storage protocol that we're supporting. So we can back up and support all of these VMs running over SMB while they're doing live migrations even. So you could do a shared nothing live migration from a cluster to a standalone host. DPM can continue backing it up with zero downtime, zero interruption. Now, System Center Endpoint Protection, not a whole lot of information specific to Hyper-V here. Again, this is our antivirus program, does real-time protection, real-time scanning, fully supported both on our physical hosts, our VMM servers, and, of course, our virtual machines. Our System Center Operations Manager. This is our monitoring and operating component. And there's been a lot of focus in this version on protecting and monitoring our Hyper-V servers and our Hyper-V infrastructure. The major investments that were made in 2012 were simplifying the deployment and configuration of Operations Manager, reducing the number of different servers, number of roles. Has a lot of added support for Linux and Unix. We heard a lot of customers, hey, they love virtualization, they're running their Linux VMs on Hyper-V, hey, we want to make sure we can monitor them. And again, it's not just monitoring the virtual machine. It's not monitoring whether the app is running or it's crashed. It's really looking at the performance of those different apps throughout the stack. And this is our App Insight. Now, about 2 years ago, Microsoft acquired a company called Avicode. They had a technology that gave you the ability to really monitor all different types of performance of any .NET application, down to the individual line of code. We call this, so we basically integrated this technology into System Center Operations Manager and called this Application Performance Monitoring, or APM. And what this actually does is it can go down to the line of code and using thresholds, it will go and test how well this particular application is performing. So let's go back to our DevOps scenario, right? An application's performing bad, developer says it's our fault, we say you wrote bad code. Using this technology, we can actually help eliminate this finger pointing because application performance monitoring will actually go and fire fake transactions, synthetic transactions, against this application from different locations and actually test the performance and then create reports on this. And it literally goes down to the line of code saying this SQL query returned in 650 milliseconds, your threshold was 200 milliseconds, let's go raise an alert. But we want to take it a step further. Now remember as we talked about this hybrid cloud model, we said that we had this set of shared developer tools, Visual Studio, Team Foundation Server. Well, what we're able to do with these alerts is as soon as an alert is generated because a piece of code is performing slowly, we can actually go and open up a bug in Team Foundation Server, which is basically a project management database. We could go assign it to that developer that owned that application and attach all of this data that we've collected. The name of the application, how it was tested, what web browser was used, the time, the date, the stack trace. And so you can really get this insight that you're able to hand to the developer so that they can easily repro this action, repro this problem. Because let's be honest, you know, telling your application owner, hey, your app's performing slowly, that only gets you so far. When you have that hard data, when it's automatically reported to them every time it happens, this is how we make progress. And again, fully automated, so it saves you time, frees up your time, so you can work on new products, new projects. And then the third major improvement that was added to Operations Manager was just better reporting. Additional insight, additional widgets and alerts that you can go and customize within your views. So network monitoring capabilities. Now we touched on this a little bit in the Virtual Machine Manager module because VMM 2012 Service Pack 1 now supports the Hyper-V extensible switch. Now what Operations Manager can do is monitor that switch. So if you think about your network fabric, once you actually install Operations Manager, it can go and auto-discover your entire network topology using a recursive algorithm. So basically, you start with your Operations Manager, management server. It goes out one hop, finds all of the networking devices, routers, switches, hubs, wireless access points, and then things that use networking, such as other servers, printers, laptops. Then it'll go out to second hop, a third hop, a fourth hop, and it can build a topology that you can go view based on this auto-discovery using standard networking protocols. Now, using this, you can actually generate a view which shows a mesh of your different topology, all of the servers, how they're connected. So if there's a problem between two particular nodes, maybe a server and a hub, we can highlight this in this graphical user interface and show you this is where the problem exists. But before, with our RTM version, it really stopped at the boundary of the physical server. But yet, within that server, we had all of these advanced networks, these virtualized networks with Hyper-V, where we would have a virtualized network, multiple virtualized NICs, our private networks, public networks, they were connected to VMs. Well, with System Center 2012 Service Pack 1, we're now able to actually go inside that virtual machine host and look at that virtualized network and see if there's any problems connecting a particular service back to an individual network. Now, let's switch back to our second demo here and actually show you some of these monitoring capabilities of our cloud and of our virtualized services. Alrighty, so here I have System Center 2012 Operations Manager. And what I'm going to do here is browse down and go take a look at my virtual machine manager infrastructure. First thing I'm going to do is take a look at my health of my cloud. So I have two clouds here, my admin cloud, my private cloud, and we could go over here and actually just monitor or get information about the health of this cloud as a whole. So we get information such as the capacity in it, ways that we connect to it, path, display name, and the name of the virtual machine manager server. But we probably want to go a little further as well. And we have articles, knowledge-based articles, that are built into Operations Manager that will tell you about any alert, what caused the alert, and ways that you can resolve that alert. So if my cloud came up as unhealthy, or as a warning, I have this built-in knowledge that can go help me try to resolve it immediately. Now, let's actually go a little further and take a look at the health of one of our services. Now, remember, this service is a multi-virtual machine application that we're managing as a single logical unit. Let's go and monitor the health as a single logical unit. We could go see that I have my service running up here. I have four virtual machines running under the service, and we can aggregate this view, pull everything together, and collect information across all of this. Now, if we wanted to, we could even drill down further into Operations Manager, expand that VM, and look at the health of the different apps that are running within that VM, the networks, the storage. And so you could really break it down and go through a very hierarchical approach of viewing all of the health of that particular application. Next on the list is System Center Orchestrator, one of the new components in System Center 2012 that allows you to do automated workflows. Now, Orchestrator, first of all, it allows you to continue using existing investments. Now, we've talked about this a few times, but we really want to emphasize, moving to Microsoft Virtualization and the Microsoft Private Cloud does not mean you need to get rid of what you already have. We manage multiple hypervisors, we integrate with them, so continue using what you have, but when you start thinking about new investments, start thinking about those new investments in our Microsoft products. Now, Whiskers is the ability with Orchestrator to deliver reliability, standardization through automation. Now, why this is important? Let's face it, humans make mistakes. If I get instructions of how to deploy a service and there's 200 steps, there's actually a good chance I'm going to make one mistake and waste a lot of time doing that. But when we have this automation with standardization, we get the same results every time. This is eliminating the human error on these repetitive tasks, which again frees up more time for our IT pros to work on new projects as well. And this gives us more predictability and lower costs. How does it do that? Well, first of all, when we want to deploy something, it's much faster. We get our services up and running better. There's less configuration problems and support issues because standardization means it's done the same way every time. And then we are freeing up your time to go work on other products, making you more productive as well. So here's just a quick screenshot of Orchestrator. I'm actually going to go jump into a demo right now and show you some of the basic VMM components that we can go and use with System Center Orchestrator. Alrighty, so here I go. So what we have here, This is my runbook designer for System Center Orchestrator. So this basically allows me to go and create this fully customized workflow. Now, as you look over here on the right, I have different activities. Some are related to email, monitoring, Active Directory, and these are called our integration packs. And these are actually this is actually a very extensible product. So let's say you're using a third-party hypervisor. Guess what? We have an integration pack for that, so that you can add this automation to your third-party environments. Let's say you have a third-party ticketing system for your help desk. You can integrate with that. Let's say you have a custom line of business application. Guess what? The integration packs are fully extensible as well. You can write your own code and be able to write your own activities that can be used as part of this orchestrator workflow. Now, we also have all the System Center components here, but let's take a quick look at what we can do with Virtual Machine Manager. Now, over here, you have the most basic actions, from creating checkpoints, creating new roles, to monitoring and getting information about each component, such as our VMs, repairing, resuming VMs, starting, stopping, and then updating different components. So this is actually just a really quick workflow that I threw together, and we could go edit this in a minute. But essentially what happens here is we collect data from our users. Let's say, for example, we get a request that says, hey, I need to go deploy a new VM. Well, we could tell Virtual Machine Manager, hey, go get information about this virtual machine from a template. Let's go create a checkpoint. Oh, and at the same time, let's go open up a ticket in System Center Service Manager so that the IT department is aware that this has happened, even though it's fully automated. Let's make sure we document it. So after we create this virtual machine and we take a template, we're going to go move it to another host. Every time we want to move it to another host, we're going to go send some emails, so we have email integration. And then we could go use Active Directory, add Active Directory integration. So let's pick, start virtual machine somewhere over here. So this is really as simple as drag and drop to go and create these different components. So once I manage the checkpoint, I can go drag this to start my virtual machine, and I can now go and run two activities at the same time. Maybe after I start my virtual machine, I want to go and update the disk to it, go drag and drop, and this will actually go create a connection between this first activity to the second activity. And so we could basically go and create extremely complex workflows to do almost anything we want inside our virtualized environment. So a great way to integrate throughout the stack. Now, just because there isn't an activity here doesn't mean that you can't go and interact with your existing environment. In fact, as long as there's a programmatic interface, we can directly call scripts, we can directly call functions, we can directly call APIs. So if you have a series of steps that you have in a PowerShell script, just add the PowerShell script to this activity. So we do step one, we call a PowerShell script, run everything in that. Step three, step four, step five. So whatever you want, it can integrate so long as there's a programmatic interface. Orchestrator can do it. Now, as we're getting close to the end here, we got our Service Manager component. This is our IT help desk, our ticketing system. So with this, we can accept service requests for virtualized resources. We can do billing and chargeback for resources that are used in our private cloud. We can automate workflows by telling Orchestrator, hey, I got this incident, here's my remediation activity. You tell me I got an alert that said something happened, here's how I'm going to go automatically resolve this. And with Operations Manager, we get data from our actual virtual machines, so we can monitor them. Now, I mentioned earlier that there is actually two self-service portals in System Center 2012. And we talked about the first one being App Controller, which we use for our infrastructure request. So you want to manage your VMs, your services, your applications, you use App Controller. But what about requests for anything else? Let's say somebody new joins the organization. Human resources, usually they'd send you an email. Person's first name, last name, Active Directory alias, domain, maybe some other information. And you have to manually go into Active Directory, create the different objects, add them to the OU. And that could be, you know what, a fully automated task. So what we're going to do here, we're going to show you the second self-service portal, which is our System Center 2012 service catalog. Again, it's a web-based interface, and we're going to go and request a new private cloud resource. Now, the big difference about Service Manager from App Controller is this is all fully customizable, and it does not require any code. So you basically say, hey, here's the request I want. Field 1 is this, field 2 is this, field 3 is this. Publish the request. It comes on this website. Users can access it, type information. They submit it. It goes to Service Manager. People can review it, approve it, deny it. Based on those actions, you can then automatically trigger a workflow. And so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to actually request a brand new private cloud with multiple virtual machines. We're going to go send that to the IT department. We're going to approve the request. That's going to start a automatic activity in Orchestrator, and we're going to provision a private cloud through self-service. So this really is tying a lot of these different system center components together. So what I get asked here is pick your request. So I want to go and request private cloud capacity. So here I'm going to go to my request form. Now I'm signed in as a user, right? The human resources, developer, someone that doesn't have access to this infrastructure, doesn't have these skills. So the first question that we wanted to ask was, who's the user's name? So this is Cloud Admin 1. Do we want to provision a new Hyper-V host? Yep. Are we going to require virtual networks with internet access? So external networks. We sure are. Scroll down, we get to select a load balancer we want to use. And then we get to specify the amount of memory for each of these virtual machines. So I'm going to get a lot of really beefy virtual machines here. So we'll go ahead and we'll pick the maximum, 12 gigabytes. The next page, it asks me, how many of those virtual machines do you want? Now again, you know, I've already said they're going to be on Hyper-V host. They're connected to an external network. They're 12 gigabytes each. And I could get up to 10. So I'm going to be greedy. I'm going to maximize my resource consumption here and request 10 virtual machines. Next thing it asks me is just, hey, review this information. Make sure it's correct before you submit it. Yep, that all looks good. I'm going to click Next, and then I'm going to click View My Requests. And this will actually then give me a list of the requests that I've submitted, so I know, hey, the IT department, they now have my request. So now I'm going to change hats, and I'm now going to be IT guy, running our service help desk. So we have someone that submitted a request for the private cloud. Let's open up Service Manager, and let's actually go and look at that request and see, do we want to approve it or not? I think we will. I think we'll be kind here. So as we go to the service request fulfillment, I'm going to say, let's take a look at all of our open service requests. And so this is the service request that I just made. So again, you saw me from the website, fill out a couple boxes, some information. It gets sent to the IT department. And now I have the ability to approve the request. And then things will happen or deny the request, send it back to the owner. Now, another thing, you can approve requests automatically. So if you want to skip the step of being the intermediary and you want full automation, by all means, you can certainly do that. Now, in this case, let's go ahead and look at this actual request, get some details on it. So this is the request form that we have here. So we get to say, you know, who's the different admins, what's the priority, and let's actually go and assign this to one of our admins here, Cloud Admin 1. Now, as I scroll down here, you'll actually see these user input fields that I created. Remember, I asked for the names, I asked for Hyper-V, external networks, load balancers, how much memory, how many VMs. And so all of this data is automatically populated for me here. So here we go. Now I'm going to go and decide whether I want to go and approve this request or not. So I'm going to click on the request here. And what this does is this gives me the option. I'm the admin. I'm reviewing this. Do I approve this request? Do I reject? Let's go thumbs up and let's approve this one. So I'm going to say approve request. Click apply. I'm going to click apply here. And now what will happen is that request will go ahead. That will be approved. Now, depending on what I've configured here as far as different activities, we could go and tie this into System Center Orchestrator. So as soon as I approve the request, what this will do is tell System Center Orchestrator, hey, step one, step two, step three, you have the data. Now go and deploy a private cloud using this pre-configured information. It needs its external networks. It's going to be on Hyper-V. It's going to be 10, 12 gigabyte virtual machines. And this can all be deployed automatically. So hopefully what you see here is really the value of the System Center 2012 suite and how it all fits together using these key concepts of the private cloud: self-service, automation, elasticity, and pooled resources. Now, the final component I'm going to talk about is System Center Advisor. Now, this does not come as part of the System Center suite. You can actually go online right now, systemcenteradvisor.com, and go and have access to this utility. And what System Center Advisor does is it's a best practice analyzer in the cloud. So it runs on Windows Azure. And what it does is you basically provide it with access to your infrastructure, and it will go onto each server, and it will actually go and scan all of the different components of the server, looking through registry settings. And it's basically going to try to find best practices that are not followed. So for example, if you're missing a particular patch on a Hyper-V host, it will go and realize that. It supports SQL, clustering, SharePoint, Exchange, and most of the primary Microsoft workloads looking at best practices. Now, historically, the way this was actually built was a project in collaboration with Microsoft's support team. We basically trawled through tons of data figuring out what are the most common misconfiguration issues, collected that data, figured out how we can programmatically determine whether that best practice is followed or not. So for example, if they're missing a patch, we can see whether that patch has been installed or not. Then we aggregate all of the data from all these different servers and then send it back up to the cloud for reporting. Now, as it goes up into the cloud, we can then it will then analyze it and provide us with reports that say, hey, server 1 needs this patch, server 2 needs this patch. So it's really a nice centralized way of managing your on-premise environment using the public cloud to really provide optimization and provide high availability. Now, final thing that we're going to talk about with System Center is our connection to Windows Azure. Now, we kind of touched on this a little with App Controller, but what we're really again trying to show you is how Microsoft has the best in the world cloud platform, from public cloud to private cloud and everything in between. We have our on-premise environment with virtual machines that we're running on our private cloud. When we need to scale up, we can scale up into Windows Azure. When we need to manage and monitor them, we can check the health with Virtual Machine Manager. We could use Orchestrator to automate activities in Windows Azure. So if we need to scale up in Azure, there's an integration pack for Orchestrator that allows us to do that automatically. And of course, we can monitor everything through Virtual Machine Manager and System Center Operations Manager. So across the platform, we can move VMs in and out of our clouds, we can manage them between our clouds, and we can monitor them between our clouds, providing us with this best in industry cloud platform. So as I wrap it up, you know, I really want to highlight and emphasize the power of System Center 2012. And I talked about this earlier, but I'm going to say it one more time. You now get System Center 2012 licensed as a single product. You buy System Center 2012, you get all of this. So you don't have to worry about, worrying about the price. Oh, I only want VMM, but I'd really like to try Orchestrator. Guess what? You get everything. So even if you're not ready for the cloud today, you want to start experimenting with it, get new deployment options, new projects, start trying those out with these other different System Center components. You have them for free, so you can start taking advantage of them today. And now I'm going to just wrap it up with our final summary here, where we're really talking about this vision of cloud optimizing every business. We showed you the power of our private cloud using Windows Server with Hyper-V and System Center. We showed you our public cloud, how you can scale up and manage Windows Azure from a single interface. We have many products that already span these. Microsoft's been in the cloud business for almost 20 years, since we started with Hotmail or MSN Mail back in 1994. 19 years now. I mean, we have been in the cloud game for such a long time. And our real advantage here is this ability to have a set of common technologies: identity with Active Directory, virtualization with Hyper-V, management with System Center, and development with Visual Studio and Team Foundation Server. Now, before I wrap this up and point you to some great resources, I want to say thank you to our additional evangelists out there, which are helping us. Georgie and Tommy, really appreciate it. I also want to thank our entire team here that's been supporting this event, with Frank, Barry, Jeff, and Andrea. So thank you all. You guys have done a great job helping support this event. Everybody on the live chat, say thank you as well, because these guys have done a great job supporting us behind the scenes.
Definitely a huge thanks to everyone on the live chat. Been trying to answer lots of questions here, been very active on the chat, and it's been fantastic. We thank you very, very much. Appreciate it.
Well, final few words. Please do this final poll that we have on the screen. It's going to give us some great insight, and it helps us bring you back additional jump starts. So I hope you loved it. I hope you learned a lot. And of course, don't forget to check out our additional learning resources where you can continue this training. We have the TechNet Evaluation Center, where you could go download Windows Server 2012, Hyper-V Server, System Center 2012, all of these great products. We have the Microsoft Virtual Academy, where these videos will be posted in several weeks, giving you the ability to continue with training. With thousands of hours and almost 1 million students have now signed up for the Microsoft Virtual Academy. Free online training.
Now please, if some of your friends or colleagues weren't able to make it, we're going to have these publicly available, be able to stream. Please let your friends know and have them take a look. And we're, again, appreciate all of the great comments on all the chats.
All right, well, that's it, guys. Thank you so much for joining. We hope you learned a lot, had a great time. Make sure you take this final poll at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you again for our future jump starts. Stay tuned to Microsoft Virtual Academy to see all of our great upcoming jump starts. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Simon.